Okay, kol pidal number aleph the Mishnah. Kol hanecho b'shor hagadol yeochel b'gid harach. Shail is what meat, what part of the carbon of the animal is roi for karm pesach? Yoytz the mitzvah achila v'achilas karm pesach. That's number one. Number two is, if you want to make, a cheshbon to be counted, to be nimne on the Karm Pesach, so you make a calculation, how many kezesim are there in the Karm Pesach, and you participate, you join the Karm Pesach based upon the number of kezesim. So how do you calculate the kezesim? Which part of the animal is not called royal achila, or maybe even if it's royal achila, it still does not count as the Karm Pesach, and you're not yoytzei, the mitzvah deraisa of achilas karm pesach, and you cannot use that part of the basar to contribute towards the chabura, to be part of the chabura. So the mission says that you said kol hanecho b'shor hagadol. Now we're dealing with a karm pesach is either a seh or a gedi. It's not a shor. Shor is a different animal. A seh is a sheep. Mm-hmm. A keves or a kesev, the same exact thing. A keves and a kesev are baby seh. A sheep, when a sheep becomes an adult, so it's called a rachel or a rechela. Right, that's a sheep. A sheep is a rachel or a rechela. A gedi. So the whole thing is called, from beginning to end, it's called a seh. From being a baby to adult is a seh. When a seh is a baby, it's called a keves. And when it's adult, it's called a rachel or a rechela. For male and female. A gedi is when it's a baby, it's called a gedi, and when it's adult, it's what is it? Wait, is it a baby? It's called a tayash. I don't remember exactly. A gedi, kvasim is an ace, is a goat. When it's an adult, it's called an ace. Okay, an ace. An ace. What's a sawyer? Sawyer is yeah. No, it's called okay, it's called a gedi. I'm a little bit confused with the exact terminology. But you have two different types now. There's another animal that has no shaykhis, and that's called a shor. A shor, when it's a baby, is called an egel, an axe. And when it's an adult, it's called a par, a bull. It's a female, it's an egla, like the egla rufa. And when it's adult, it's a para. Shor shenagachas a para. The para was pregnant. So what in the world, right away, when you read this Mishnah...
The par is a cow.
Right, so shor is a par. Male shor, they kill the goat, a female is a par. But the same exact thing, right? But it's the same thing. A shor is a par, the same thing. A shor is a word which refers to the entire life cycle of the shor, which means ox, which means from being a baby until it's an adult. When it's a baby, it's called an egla. Or an eagle, and when it's an adult, it's called a par or a para.
That could be called a par. Par is a cow.
Right, that's what a par is. A par is a shor. That's right. A par is an adult shor. A shor is a generic term. Like we have a human being. A human being is a baby. Then there's what we call an infant, a toddler, teen, tween. What is it? How do they go? All different terms, not terms. And yeah, you have an adolescent, you have a teenager, whatever, and you have an adult. So same thing, so right when you read this Mishnah, right away, flashing red lights should be going off in your mind. What in the world does the Mishnah here say? The Mishnah wants to know, what is called royal achila? I'm giving you an example from a shor is not roy to be a carbon pesach. Right? So right away there should be flashing red lights. So what is the answer? The answer is in a chanami. You see, you don't bring a shor as a carbon, but we're using shor as an example of the different types of meat. The different types of meat, because all animals are pretty much the same. All animals have the same sections, the same type of parts. They are shoulders, and they are legs, and they are arms, and they're all various different parts. They're all different various parts. All different parts of the animal. All different parts of the animal are included in the shor. So we're going to use all of these examples of the shor as a reference point to the gedi or your seh. You joining us? It's mamash a yom tov. It's a yom tov for us. We miss you so much. Okay, so here we use kol anechel b'shar hagadol yeochel b'gdi arach. Okay, so it's a reference point. you're not in any shape or form going to ever bring a shor for a carbon pesach. You're going to bring for carbon pesach a gedi or a seh. But we're going to use the shor as an example to refer to different body parts as a reference point that if this part of an ox can be eaten when it's an adult, then you can use the tender meat of a gedi for the carbon pesach. Now that's a tremendous chiddush. Why is that a very big chiddush? Because a shor, when it becomes an adult, part of the body gets very, very hard, like a piece of wood, and it's not edible. It's not rohi yachila. A gedi is a little tender animal. That same body part of an adult shor that's not rohi yachila is rohi yachila by a gedi or a seh. Right? It is rohi yachila. So you would think that if you're bringing gedi, as long as currently this little delicate animal is soft and it's roi l'achila, you should be yoitza the mitzvah deraisa of achilas karm pesach, and you can use that part of the animal as a kazayis for the chabura. So what? That if this piece of meat would be the equivalent part of the body in an adult ox that's 10 years old, is hard like a rock. Well, we're not dealing with a shor. First of all, we're not dealing with a shor. Number two, we're not dealing with an adult. Karm Pesach is only kosher an animal that's less than 1 year old. So what's going on? That exactly is the tremendous chiddush of the Mishnah. You have a tender little gedi or a tender little seh, and you want to know, okay, if I eat this shtickle basar, am I yoytzi the mitzvah deraisa achilas karm Pesach? And guess what? No, you're not.
If he ate that basar on Yom Kippur, would he be chayv?
Yes, he would be chayv. Yes, he would. It is food, absolutely. And it's metame, it's fatuma, this metame, and it's called Yom Kippur. But it's not called food to be yoytzi the mitzvah deraisa achilas karm Pesach. It's a tremendous chiddush.
What's the criteria? Why is it?
Why? Because we have a drasha, we'll see the Gemara drasha, that the Gemara says that it has to be royal achili by the equivalent by a shor hagadol, which is incredible chiddush. Right. That's the incredible chiddush of the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah gives examples. Now this is very confusing, this part of the Mishnah. If you don't know the Gemara, then this part of the Mishnah is very difficult. The Roshei Kinofim, now Kinofim is the wings. Now I have never seen a shor fly. Many birds can fly, okay? A tarnagol can't fly either. Can hop around at best. But certainly a shor cannot fly. When it says kinafim, this means the shoulders. Okay, the shoulders are the equivalent of the wings in an animal. So we call the rosh kinafim the hasichusim. And in Meyerfield, we're going to honor you with giving you the training. We don't have your article tomorrow here today.
What?
We don't have your article tomorrow today.
That's right.
Justin, we need it. Okay, I think this is, I'm not even sure what this is. This is it's also part of the shoulder. I was hoping you would have a Gemara here so we can have a translation. It says here, Shekorin Rashi, I don't know what that word is, Sheberosh Gaf Hakosef. Okay, the Gaf Hakosef, I don't know what Gaf is.
The shoulder blades.
So what's...
It's cartilage.
Okay, that's the kanaf. I'm sorry. The hasichusim shor hasichus shabo kontinuch oizen the haschuche hechaze the hatzalos haketanos shebesef hashedra. Other cartilage. Okay, I'm not really clear what part of the cartilage.
The ribs or something?
It's what it says. It's part of the ribs.
That's what the. I didn't have any.
The tinuch oizen. The edge of the ear,
spare ribs.
The edge of the ear, and the chose, okay, and the ribs. Yeah. Okay, these are hard bones. Akatano shabesayf hashayt. So whatever, these are sort of hard parts. Harper's right, Meyerfeld.
Yes.
Where you going?
I'm looking for the arch.
No, forget about it. Forget about it. No, forget about it. It's not important. It's not important. Hirashi says it's certain parts of the animal that are very hard parts. Okay. So therefore this is what can be eaten. The roshay kinafim v'hasichusim. The Mishnah seemingly says these things can be eaten. You can eat them. It's yoyitza the din deiraisa v'achilas pesach when it comes to the gedi. They're soft enough. You can eat them. We'll explain. Rabba running. Rabba posed a contradiction. Tanami of the Mishnah. Oichal b'tshua gadol yechal b'diarach. But the Sefer contradicts itself. They have one Mishnah and two lines, and one line contradicts the next Sefer. Rosh Kinafim, the Hasichusim, can be eaten. Oh, but the whole low honey loy misachli b'shar hagadol. But these parts, the animal, on no condition can be eaten by a shar hagadol. El Gemara says, so we have a stira. What's going on? So the Gemara gives the answer. El Tanoihi, the Mishnah is a machlekes Tanoim. And a chacham is a disagreement. Here's how you read the Mishnah. Number one, kol nechal b'shar gadol yachol b'gidu de'arach v'she'en nechal loy. Period. Now you got to add these next words into the Mishnah. The yeish oimrim. There's another Tana that disagrees and says, af roshei kinafim v'hasi chusim can also be eaten the gidu harach. He disagrees. Okay? So it's machloikis Tana. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Amar, Rav says, my hein katani. No, it's not telling you, there's no disagreement. It's telling you a chiddush that even the tip, the shoulder blades, and the ribs, and the tip of the ear, and the other thing mentioned in the Mishnah, even that is something that can be eaten by a shor hagodol. Now you're going to look at me, you're going to say, what are you talking about? A shor hagodol, no way, no one's eating the ribs, no one's eating the ear. The Eteret says, that's right, you don't eat it if you cook it in a regular way. But if you were to cook it, a prolonged cooking, a shiluk, shiluk means sholok, means you cook it. Let's say cooking, you cook for an hour.
Hours and hours.
I don't know. You cook sholok, will be cooked for 10 hours. I don't know what the parameters are. Whatever it is, but you cook for a prolonged period of time. Then even by a shor hagadol, these things become soft enough to eat. There are certain parts of the show which the Gemara is going to say in a few moments, like the gidin of the neck, the gidei tzavar are so rock hard.
You know what English?
Oh, we don't need it. It's not important. It's not important. Before you turn around, it's very time to. The gidei hatsavar are so rock hard. No matter how long you cook the gidei hatsavar, they're not going to be royally achila. But the roshei kinofim and the sachsuchim, they're rock hard, but they are susceptible to shiluk. Okay, so the Yesham, some say Af also Rosh Kinafim there has chuchim. Period. Rava Amar, okay, but there's a Rava Amar. He's talking about called Nechav Shagadol Bishlika. If it can be eaten Bishagadol through prolonged cooking, that's already a fulfillment of the criteria to be eaten. You can eat it now by the Gidi Harach. The Ochel Gidi Harach. Bitsli, if you roast it as the halach is, the halach requires that the Karban Pesach is roasted. Okay? Or mahein, what is an example of part of the shor hagadol which is normally hard, but through shiluk you can soften it to the degree where it's now roy lachila? Or mahein, roshe, kama, roshe, kinafim, vehasechusim. Okay? Tani chava sidrava. A braisa supports Rava. What is in the braisa? Kol anecha b'shar gadol b'shloka. Explicitly, the braisa adds that word in b'shloka. Mimelo yochav b'derach b'tzli u'mahein. For example, roshei kinafin v'hasechusin. And what else? The gidin harachim and nidonim kibasar, the soft gidin, the soft sinews, they also have a din of basar. There's no issue because the gidin harachim, even though they're really hard, but when you cook them, they become soft like basar. Okay, itma.
How can it be shocking? You got the parts of that you eat for korban pesach, sleep.
Right, but just using it as a reference point. You have here, no matter what, the gidin is very soft and tender.
You're going to
roast it, of course, right. But the question is, can this piece of meat, can this part qualify to be yotze din d'oraisa? So the criteria is you look at a shor hagadol, and the only thing that we know that's mamish na roy lachila by the shor hagadol is the gidin shebet savor. That's mamish na roy by the shor hagadol, even to shloka. But the roshay kinofin and the saksuchim hasasuchim they're roy. Okay, next one, itma. We look at the braisa gidin shebet shosef lahakshois. What's the law? It's a new braisa. The braisa was going to tie this into what we just looked before. You have Gidin, Shesoifan Lahakshois, the day will come. Amen. Gidin, Shesoifan Lahakshois, Gidin, that one day will turn hard. Okay, one day the day will come, Shesoifan Lahakshois, they're going to turn rock hard.
Wait, sure, or even.
The Gid, no, the Gid, they have a little Gid, the Gid is now, right now it's soft as anything, it's Roy Lachila, but if we were to let this Gid mature and become an adult, it would turn hard. So the Shaila is right now, am I allowed to eat this to be yotze the mitzvah derais mechilas karban pesach? Gidin, Shesoifan Lahakshois, Samach Lekis. Rabbi Yochanan, says, Nimdin Alein Pesach, it's good. It's kosher, you can use it. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Nimdim Aleim BePesach. The Gemara explains. Yochanan says Nimdim Aleim BePesach. Why? Basa Hashas Linan. We got Basa right now. Right now it's where l'achila gezunt heit. Reish lakash amari nimalim eleim. Why basar b'seif? As we go basar b'seif. Eisvei yochin reish lakash. Kol nechal b'shar gadol. Shteg in the Mishnah. If it's nechal b'shar gadol yochin b'gdi harach. Umahein. What are the examples the Mishnah gives? Roshay kinafim v'hase chusim. So what's the diok? Davka honey in. Avol gidin nishasev l'hakshay sloi. So since the Mishnah gives this as an example, let's mash in the gidin. The gidin becomes so rock hard, even if you'll cook them, they're not going to become royal achila. So you have a kasha, you have a right to me, a kasha, and you have to say that it's roy, amalei, tonei honey, v'hodin lohanach. The Mishnah is not complete. When the Mishnah gives two examples, the Mishnah was leaving out. There are more examples. The Mishnah only gave the example of the Rosh. They only gave the only these two. But there are more. You can also include the Gidin. Because what's the law on this? Honey, when it comes to the Rosh, the Rosh Kenofim. And the Hasach Suchim, honey, my time of the Han Mitzachle, Beshar HaGadol, Beshloka. Because if it prolonged cooking, it would soften enough, that would be Roy Lachila by the Shah HaGadol, Mamei Lachanach Nami, the Gidin, Shesaifon Lahakshai, even though it's Taka, it's going to become rock hard. But if you were to soften the Gidin to Shloka, it would be Roy Lachila, Hanach Nami, Mitzachle, Beshar HaGadol, Beshloka. So the time is exactly the same, and being the time is exactly the same, that's why we can learn that one from the other. Okay, so it's no cash. When you go to Bavo, Romile, ask him the following kasha. Is it really true Rabbi Yochanan said that Gidim Shasem Lahak Nimalim to Pesach? We see Basa Hashta Azlinan, right? That's what he says. We go Basa right now. If right now it's good. Vaha boy mine Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan. Here's a new case. Or Horosh Egel Harach. We have the leather, the or, not the meat, but the or of an Egel Harach. Mahu Shitame is a Mitame Tumas Oicholen. The only thing that's Mitame by a dead animal is not the or, but the basa. There's no such halacha that the leather of a non of a nevela is Mitame. What is Mitame about a nevela? The basa is Mitame, not the leather. Let's say we have an Egel.
The skin,
the eagle, an eagle is a calf. It's a baby calf.
You don't need the basar shkuta. You don't need the skin of that from shechtu.
Even if it's not you don't need. All you do not need. The only thing that you need is should be from an animal that's kosher to eat if you do it. But it afilu mitreifus in the veil of shavahem is kosher lechatchila. 100% kosher lechatchila. So here we have over here an eagle. An eagle is a baby shor. It's tender. It's so tender. The skin is tender. The skin is very. You can eat it. So the shail is now if the eagle would turn into a par. If you let the eagle turn into a massive bull, into an axe. So what would happen? So then it gets hard like a rock. Hard like a rock. Certainly, you can eat it. It's not going to be metame. So the shail is what about now? Right now, it's only an eagle. It's only a couple of days old, and the skin of the skin is extremely soft. So the shail is the eagle dies, and someone slices off a piece of the leather. Is the or metamic like oichel because it's royally achila? So what's the halacha? What's the shaila? Do we go baser hashta and it should be metame, or do we go baser soif? Will we not be metame because a soif would have been it would have been hard. So and Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein mitame, it's not mitame." So what did Rabbi Yochanan paskin? We go basar soif. Alma, Rabbi Yochanan paskins, basar soif azlinan. Ah, and what did Rabbi Yochanan say here when it comes to the Gidin? It says by the Gidin shesoifan lahakshes, if right now the carbon Pesach is soft and tender, and it's not lahakshes, it's mutter, it's roi lachila. It's roi lachila. And now, again, the Gemara will give an answer. The Gemara says it's not really a kasha because it says in the Mishnah that you can cook it, shlok. But let's put that aside. I think the Mishnah is very face value. At face value, you learn a lot of it very simply. The reason why the gidin of a carbon pesach is kosher for the carbon pesach. because basar hashter azlinan. Rav Yochanan said when it comes to the R eagle harach we go basar soif azlinan. So we have a stiram. So almu basar b'sav azlinan amulei. So he said to him, the ramulacha lechosh lekimche. The one that asked this question doesn't pay attention to his kemach, to his wheat flour, to his flour. In other words, if you care about your health, you make sure that you buy high quality flour. You don't buy flour that has pebbles or psoiles mixed in. You ask me a question, and from your question, it goes to show you're not a person that values life. If you really, really value life, you will be very careful when you learn a Gemara, you learn a Mishnah, you learn a Braisa, to properly learn the Braisa, because your question shows your ignorance. It shows you don't know what you're talking about. What do we mean? Because if you knew anything, you would know. Because if you know the end of the story, that's right. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said to him originally, but he had charata. Rabbi Yochanan said, I changed my mind. We go basar hashta. And since right now the leather is soft, it is metame as an oichel. V'amalei, al takni teni. And he said to him, do not provoke me. He said, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, don't provoke me, because the Mishnah, Shebeloshem Yochid Ani Shoine Oysa, that Mishnah I learned as a Das Yochanan. Let's see, Rashi explains the details of this dialogue. Let's see, Loi Chosh the Kimchei, Lama Mashu Toichin, Imchitin Ibn Psoilas. Next Rashi, Hod Beg Rabbi Yochanan, Mehod de Gidin. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan had charata from the halacha here in our Gemara. Our Gemara starts off, Rabbi Yochanan says that if you have the gidin, shesoifan lahakshois, we go basar hashta, and since now they're edible, it's roi le achilo, you can be yoitzer. He had charata from this halacha, and he indeed holds we go basar soif, and since at the end it's not going to be royally achila. It is also you're not yoitzim day. So the gidin shesel lachshav the gomer b'shul b'habehim mamaksha upashtin lo mehod the arvei tev the chipash le Rabbi Yochanan Allah dahi ein mitame the oisir shlokish from asnisan the arvei tev, and there he's paskin that it's not mitame. It's time we go past the soif. The oisir shlokish from asnisan the arvei tev the tani elu shoroseim kibesaron. Or haroy shel egel harach alma the baser hashas linan v'yamli Rabbi Yochanan al takntein v'yosam mishnah. Don't provoke me from that mishnah. Shabaloshin Yochanan yishayin oisa alma meikara have a samach Rabbi Yochanan alei. Originally relied upon it. He relied upon that halach that we go baser soif upolig begidin shesoif on lahakshos. The itkar dichi and he just memel since there he said it that we go baser.
Whatever it is.
That Mishnah there says, or we go basar hashta. And then when he remembered, once he go basar hashta in that halacha for tumah, we're going to go basar hashta when it comes to the carbon pesach. But then when he remembered, Shabbalosh and Yochanan Ishanoisa, that Mishnah that the or is metame basar hashta is only a das yochid, it's not a das rabin. He had charata. So just like he had charata with regard to the laws of tumah, he had charata with regard to the laws of. He had charata with regard to the laws of carbon pesach. So let's review. The Gemara is quoting a whole dialogue elsewhere, and there in that dialogue, the Gemara Masech Tehulin, where Rabbi Yochanan originally said two things: that gidin shesoifan lahakshos, we go basar. Hashta. We go basar hashta. And the reason why paskin by gidin shesoif on lahaksh, we go basar hashta, was because when it comes to the laws of tumah, we also go basar hashta. The or ha'egel harach, the leather of the egel harach, we treat like basar because right now it's soft. So these two halachas are the same. They're the same yisoid. But then that Gemara Masech Techumna was brought to the attention of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah that says that the or of the Igel Harach is called Basar, we go Basar Hashda, that's a Das Yochid. That's not a Das Rabin. Menele, he rejected it. So once he rejected that Halacha, he also rejected the Halacha of Gidin going Basar Hashda, but instead we're going to go Basar Saif. If the Gidin will one day become hard, so we look at the Gidin as being hard, and mainly not able to be used, and Yotze Yidei Basar, when it comes to Pesach.
But it's still have time to cover.
What?
Basar Hashda, Basar Saif. It sounds much more reasonable to say Basar Hashda. You're eating it now.
It's right now, okay, but it's a Svara, okay, it's a Svara. Maybe there's more to it, it's a Svara. But let's just read the words of the Gemara one time to get clarified. The Gemara, we have here this whole Gemara of Aha Boiminei. Let's just do the whole Gemara one more time very quickly from the Amalei, going back, going up from the Mishnah 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, very quick. 9 lines before the Mishnah, very quick. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Yavin. He asked the comment there, Bavo Ramilei, asking the following Kasha. Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Gidim Shavu Lahakshah Sinim Nolei Pesach Alma Basar Hashtas Linan. That's Rabbi Yochanan said, we go Basar Hashtah. Oh, So we have a stira. Amalei damid amalei the one that the rumble of chad one this kasha holoi chosh lekimchei ha'hoda be Rabbi Yochanan gabri Resh Lakish einachinami Rabbi Yochanan originally this that when you started with that gidin by Pesach you go basa hashda he had charata he came around to agree with like the laws of tumah that you go basa soif because there ha'hoda be Rabbi Yochanan gabri Resh Lakish amalei because there in part of the dialogue part of that dialogue in the Gemara when the Gemara discussed this whole thing, he said, "I'll takni teni, don't go provoke me from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says by Tumah that we go Basar Hashda, because that Mishnah, Basar Hashda, is a Das Yochid, Shemloshin Yochan Yishoy Nasa. So that's not a Raya. That's what I relied upon originally. And that's why originally I said two things. Number one, by Tumah we go Basar Hashda, and by Gidim we go Basar Hashda. I changed my mind. Just like I changed my mind when it comes to Tumah, I changed my mind with regard to Karban Pesach as well. That we go Basar, we go Unko Basar, we go Basar Soif. And in Melu, you cannot be Yoytzi Lechavas when it comes to Karban Pesach. Okay? So that's a very nice Sugya, Mishnah, the Gemara, New Gemara. Hashoy Versiya Etzem, the Pesach, Hatar. We learned this yesterday, in passing. We learned this Sugya yesterday. The Gemara quoted this. Hashoy Versiya Etzem, the Pesach, Hatar. If you break a bone in a Pesach Tohor. Now, what does it mean, Tohor? It means you're ready to go. Right? Let's assume now that it's Yeroi Lachid. Now, I want to just lay out. We ran out of time very soon, so we're not going to have time to go through all the details. But Pesach HaTor really includes two different mini categories. When do you shech the carbon Pesach? You shech the carbon Pesach after Chatzos. When do you eat it? After Tzei Sakechavim. So there's 6 hours where it's ready to go, but you still can't eat it. So one can argue that the prohibition of breaking a bone is only b'shas the zman achila manish. But during the time after you've done the shechita, until you roi to achila, those 6 hours of the day, maybe at that moment in time there's no loisase. So the Mishnah very cleverly said, Pesach ha-tohor. Tar means it's tar. Tar doesn't say that it's roi l'achila right now. It means it's tar. It's tar from the moment you do shechita until chatzos halayla. It's tar. That includes 6 hours where it's ready to go, and 6 hours when it's royal achila. Okay, the Mishnah was very precise. Hareze loike arboim avol hamoiser. But let's say you deliberately leave over from your carbon pesach. You don't need it. You have to chatzos, so let it sit around. Bitar. Then you break a bone of a carbon pesach that's tameh. So we learned yesterday two different opinions. What it means tameh was we didn't have a shas hakosher. Did not have a shas hakosher. The Gemara is coming. We do that a little bit later or soon. Ein aloike es ho arboim. The mabish lama mitu moiser. We understand moiser. Okay, that's the easiest sugya. This is a shas sugya. If you do leave over, I leave over. Why don't you get malchus for leaving over your carbon pesach past the time limit? You have violated a terrible loisase. Loisase sidu mimenu ad boiker. So why doesn't the person get malchus? So lo sase. So what's the answer? Everyone knows the answer. Two answers. It's a lav shame by maisa, or it's a lav hanidik liase. Tanya lo simin rabbeiker, if I know simin rabbeiker, but isha bar kos litin ase. Acha lo sase. Lo ma shame loike divi Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Yisoy Rabbi Yehuda. Kei shas yisoy. Learns 100 times.
Once it's boker, you're ready over the lav.
You're over the lav ready. Right. But the Torah tells you what to do. It's a lav hanitik that is rectified by an ase.
But if you say lo sings,
yeah.
Wrong thing.
You also potter, exactly. You've done lois hasei. You complete violation. You've done lois hasei. You've done a terrible avera. There's a need for kapara to do tshuva, but there's a tikkun. Hashavus agzela. Return the gzela. It's a zel bezach. You've done a lois hasei. You've left it over. Now there's an asei. Whenever there's a lav hanidik lasei, there's no malchus. Does not take away from the violation. In shemayim, there's going to be a taina. You have violated a lois hasei. You need to do tshuva. Al chait.
The question I have is that you're not doing it.
Exactly.
You're not doing it. It's just, no, it's staying there.
But you know about it. And the Torah says that
so you're giving
the other answer of the Gemara. That is lav shein bei maisa. That's a separate answer. But in this approach, it's a chiddush. So what? If you violate an aver by doing nothing, doesn't matter. Yeah. You are guilty as sin. And you get malchus. You're responsible. Torah puts upon a person responsibility to do things. You don't want to do something. You, even though you're passive, you're chayv. What you want to say is a new whole new mahalach. Ein achnam. That's another answer. Okay. So what was the bishlam? Rabbi Yehuda. 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 That's not the reason. Ela mishum the havile lav shein boi ma'itza ve'in loikin al loikin. Ela shavit hamim menolah. How do you know that person breaks a bone? If you break a bone of a pesach, that's tamei minolon. How do you know that you're potter? And if the gemara di makrav yetsam lo sish bru bo. Stay in the Torah, the word bow. Don't break a bone in the bekosher. Okay, answer number one, bow. What's the word bow? Bow is an extra word. Only don't break bones of a carbon pesach, that's kosher. The loy be possible, but there's no prohibition
without
to break
the
bones.
Bow, you would think it's possible you could
you're not allowed to.
You
get malchus.
The bow, you would think you get a malchus.
Yeah.
The
etzem lo sishru.
Like a
etzem does enechnam. Once it's been designated. It's not so. It's a pesach that's tamei. It's a carbon pesach that's tamei, and therefore you be chay malchus. The only reason why you examine is because it's bow v'lo b'tamei. Turn on, the etzem lo sishru. Boy, because okay, that's the same thing we just said. Now we have another reason, okay? A new time. Ramirefeld got up 4:30 and he came to Daf Yomi tonight. This is, you can imagine the schar you're going to get. It's Neurevoyim. What an inspiration. Neurevoyim. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Look, biting the
word. The answer is says, the beginning of the says, in one house you shall eat. The etzem lo sishbiru bo. So the one makes a drasha. Here's the second drasha. Not the word bo. Forget about the word bo. We makish the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. Kol horoy liachila. Now remember what I told you? I gave you some warning about this gemara when I told them. It says in the Mishnah a pesach that's tohor. This drasha focuses not on the element of tar, but focuses on that it's roi liachila. Babayis echad yei ochel. The etzem lo sish berubo. A carbon pesach that's roi to be mekayim. Babayis echad yei ochel. Yei ochel, underline. That type of pesach is a prohibition of the etzem lo sish berubo. Forget about bo. Okay, the bayis echad yevul etzem losish beruvo. Kol haroy leachila yesh v'mishem shvias etzem v'chol shein roy leachila. Okay, emphasize that word ein by mishem shvias etzem. My bein ayu. What's the alchemy between these two different reasons of the mishem boy mishem lehekish? On a biyemia pesach abo betum ikub bein ayu. Gans klal yisrael is tamei. The gans klal yisrael is tamei. So what is the halacha in such a situation? Matzif when gans klal is tamei, you bring the carbon anyway. So you bring the tumah. Leman di amar kosher, the one that says kosher. So is there a prohibition? High possible. It's possible. Why is it possible? Because everyone's tamei. It's a carbon pesach. So it says the etzem le'sishbru bo. Bo means a carbon that's kosher. La'afugi carbon that's pasul. Is this carbon pasul? It sure is. The whole klal yishol is tame. It's pasul. The Torah says bring it anywhere. You're allowed in this year. You're allowed to bring a carbon that's pasul. It's a tremendous kish. It's a tremendous lomdus, because you would think, if not for this gemara, what would you say? Look at the lomdus of this gemara. You would say that in a year when everyone is tame, bring the pesach, and it becomes a pesach kosher. Right? If everyone is tummy, it's not the shot that would. It's tummy, which is kosher.
Isn't that but somebody, the person's touching the
so what? The Torah says to do it. Torah says to do it in the mele, it's tummy, but it's kosher.
Without
so
the
diuk, what's the diuk? The diuk is bo kosher, veloy posel. Okay, the Gan's Klal Yisrael is tummy. Okay. Are they mechuyev to bring it? They sure are. If they're mechuyev, what would you say? You would say the Torah is telling you to bring. Melo Torah is making it kosher, even though you're tamei. Tumah put. It's now the Gemara says tremendous chiddush. The Gemara. Gemara is saying when God's Klal Yisrael is tamei, bring it. You're tamei, and you should be aware that it's pasul. I'm telling you to bring a carbon pesach that's pasul. I'm not telling you, I'm not saying that that this year I'm going to consider it to be kosher. No! If it's tamei, that says it all. It is pasul. And I'm allowing you to bring a carbon pesach that's pasul. Lemay nafkamina. The nafkamina is, it says, bo kosher, v'loy pasul. Since this carbon pesach is pasul, in that year, unbelievable year, when Gan's Klal Yisrael is tamei, you can break the bones. You can break the bones.
So l'chayr, that's the only carbon at all he can bring.
What do you mean, the only carbon you can bring? Yeah, that's right. Well, the musafim, the carbon tzibur, the tamidim and the musafim, the carbon can be brought in the state of the old kohen are tamei. Tumra chutra b'tzibur. If they're the only ones available. If you have to bring.
On Pesach, yes.
What?
The Chashmonaim were also told.
Okay, that was Pekuch Nefesh. Pekuch Nefesh.
The walls clear.
Yeah, but that was Pekuch Nefesh. That was the Tiaru S.
Hecholon. Lessen the fact that they were told, man,
Tomo Chotu
B'tzibur. When somebody was telling me in Pesach Rishon and he goes to Pesach Sheni.
Yeah.
Is he going in Tumah?
No.
He has to have a
Yochid. Yeah.
And a
Yochid must be Tahar. And if he's not,
he has a second chance of Pesach Sheni.
And if he blows it, there's no third chance.
I understand, but he has
yes.
to be Tahar.
Only the Tzibur. Okay, so a high apostle is living there. That's the Mar's Maskon that leads to the garden. There's a Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush. If the Ikadrosh is bow, Bow kosher le the posel the male of the nafkamina is in a year when Gan's Klal Yisrael is tamei and they bring a carbon pesach, you can break the bones. However, like the Gemara lemandi amar roi lachila guvigul, the one that says roi lachila wamakesh achila to etzlo tisperu bo hai nami roi lachila hu. It's roi lachila.
What the bone? The marrow.
Not the marrow, the carbon. If Gan's Klal Yisrael, this is not so posh, no, I'm sorry about it, but if Gan's Klal Yisrael is tamei, and you bring a carbon pesach, Marv is upstairs, right?
Upstairs.
Downstairs. What? Here, so one minute, we're going to dive, don't worry.
No, that minion is downstairs.
That means downstairs?
The second minion will be at 8.
Okay.
It will be at 9:30.
How to get downstairs?
Oh, the first minion is... Downstairs. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara here says hi Lamand hi Pas Lamanda Miroy Lachila Hai Nami Roy Lachilahu, because it's a year when the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei, so they bring a carbon pesach in tumah. What is the halacha? Are you allowed to eat the carbon pesach in the state of tumah? The answer is
yes.
And do you eat it?
Yeah.
Yes. So is it Roy Lachila?
Yeah.
So therefore can you break the bone? No. What is the Gemara's second drasha? The second drasha is Babayis Echod Yei Ochel.
Well, why don't we wait for Pesach Sheni when there would be Tahar?
No, we don't do that. That's the halacha. The halacha is if the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, you bring the Pesach immediately. That's the halacha. If the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, you bring the Pesach.
Imagine that the majority of Klal Yisrael.
Okay, so a lot of things in halacha are theoretical. Ben Soyer and Moir, did it ever happen? The Gemara says maybe not. There are a lot of things in the Gemara which
I've seen it Ben Soyer and Moir already in this day and age.
Yeah, the son of a gun, huh?
So they never killed him. The Gemara says Bezdin.
We don't have a Bezdin. We don't have a
Sanhedrin. But if it was a Bezdin, the Gemara says, even when the time when there was a Bezdin Sanhedrin, they didn't demand Mishra. Okay, we have over here a Chiddush. The Chiddush is, we have two different sources why you are allowed to break bones. Why you're allowed to break a bone when the Pesach is tame.
Yeah.
One makar is the word bow. The bow be kosher, v'loy bow be pasul. The second.
Why do you want to break the bone?
Whatever.
To scrape out the marrow.
Yeah. Let's say you want to scrape out the marrow. That's right. You want to scrape out the marrow. So there's a loisa say. The only time loisa say is only when the Korban Pesach is kosher. And the Korban Pesach is pasul. There is no. If the Korban Pesach is pasul, there is no loisa say. So the Gemara's question is why? Why is there no loisa say to break the Korban Pesach when it's pasul? We have two makaros. One is the etzem lo sish b'rubo, and the second makar is babayis echod yei ochel. And the etzem lo sishbu. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is there a prohibition to break a bone in the Korban Pesach in a year when the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei and they bring Korban Pesach in a state of tumah? If the ikur makari is the etzem lo sishbu bo b'kashul of the pasul, this Pesach you are also not allowed. You are allowed. It's mutter to break the bone because this Pesach is pasul. But if you learn that the makar comes from the hekesh of so if that's going to be the makar, then you would not be allowed to break the bone. Because this Korban Pesach, even though it's Tanei, it's Roy Liachila. Okay, so that's Nafkamina. Okay, simple. The Gemara is giving us two reasons why you're allowed to break a bone in a Pesach that is Tamei. One reason comes from the word bow. The second reason comes from the word achila. What is the nafkamina between these two different reasons? A year when the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tamei and you bring the Pesach the tumba. If the makar comes from the word bow, then you would be allowed to break the bone of such a Korban Pesach because this type of Pesach indeed is puzzle. But if the makar comes from the word, the hekesh of achila, of babayis echod ye ochel, and then then this Korban Pesach you also may not break its bone because this Korban Pesach is roi liachila. That's going to be nafkamina. Rav Yosef Amar. Okay, now the Gemara goes by the Gemara. Rav Yosef says, no, I disagree. I disagree. Why do Rebbe liakule kase? Because Rebbe who gives the second reason is coming. Rebbe bebayis echod yeochel. This is chiddush. Rebbe must be coming to be lenient.
Yeah.
Now, according to your lundis, what you've just told me, Rebbe is machmir. Rebbe was the one that said we compare achila to breaking the bones. Mm-hmm. If it's roi l'achila, you're not allowed to break the bone. If it's not roi l'achila. Now, according to what you have just taught me, Rebbe holds that the bone, the Korban Pesach, that's brought in a state of tumah, you're not allowed to break the bones. That's a chumrah. And the Tanakhama says, you are allowed to break the bones. That means Rebbe is more machmir.
That
you're not allowed. But that cannot be. That's what Rebbe says. Rebbe can't govern the Kulim alone. According to the Kulim Kami, he's saying that it's possible. So that cannot be the case. He disagrees. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Hi bar achilo, hi kosher, no, there's no Rashi. Okay, it cannot possibly be because Rebbe has to always be Lukula. So what's then the pshat? So it must then be that according to according to Rebbe, you are allowed to break the bone. In other words, basically, okay, let's go further. We'll go further. The nafka meaning between the makor of achila or bowl is if the carbon was a shasa kosher. The case is where the carbon pesach was kosher, had a shasa kosher. At one point in time in the past, this carbon pesach was rohoi liachila, and then the nifsal, and then became disqualified, became tamei. Ika binayu. Lamandiyam are kosher.
How could it become tamei?
After the zrika. What's the problem?
Oh,
the
zrika.
After the zrika. The nifsal. Ika binayu. Lamandiyam are kosher. According to them, that says, bo, the etzem lo sishpiru bo, the kosher, the lo apostle, that comes out, high kosher, tremendous chiddush. Even though at this moment, currently, it's not kosher, but since it had a shasa kosher, 10 minutes ago it was kosher, the prohibition of the etzim lo sishpiru bo carries on all the way to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then it's going to be yasser. Haroyu, but high kosher, l'man diyam haroy l'achiluhu, but according to Rebbe, that focuses on the ikar of achila, right now it's not roy l'achila. Okay, so therefore that's answer number two. Let's go to answer number three. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, Kuli Alma, Kikol Kiai Gavna, Inba Mishum Shuras Etzem. No, I hold even in this case, every hold it's Mutter my time. Hashta Mio Hapasalu. Because right now, it's possible. And since right now it is possible, even though it had a Shasa Koysher, so what? So what? Doesn't make a difference. Right now, this present moment, it's possible. Everyone's going to, it's not royally achila. And at this moment in time, it's possible. It's going to be, there's no prohibition to break the bones. So what then will be an alchemy between the Tanakhama and Rebbe if you learn the Makar both run achila? Ela shriya setzem, libeod yoimika benayu. An alchemy is breaking a bone while it's still day before, it's sakoy chavim.
Wait, day before. And was on the 14th.
Pesach, on the 14th, after the Zman of Chatzos, after the Shechita, until Tzei Sakachovim.
Yeah.
That's going to be the Akmina. Ella, it's my time.
Until Tanli, you can
eat it. Right. Ella, Shuyas, it's in the boat. Yomi, Gabinai. Lemandi, Amar Kosher. According to the Mandi, that says Kosher. That word bow is kosher, but if it's possible, it's mutter. Ha kosher. Who? Right now. Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, until Tzei Sakachavim, it's kosher. L'man diyam roi l'achila, but if you learn like l'man diyam, that it must be roi l'achila, hash to lav bar achila hu, right now it's not a zman of achila, so there's no prohibition. Okay, so that's going to be the third answer.
So how did it become tummy then later?
It did not become tummy. In this third answer, it never became tummy. The shail is right now, it's Erev Pesach, it's after Chatzos.
And it's geshachten.
And it's not yet Tzei Sakachavim, and it's geshachten, and it's ready to go, it's tohar, it's ready to go. But right now, it's not yet the Zman of Achila. It's not yet Roy L'Achila at this moment.
Yes,
at this moment in time, therefore, if you learn the drasha, bo, because of Leib Apostle, is this Karim Pesach kosher apostle? It's kosher. The male, if you were to take the animal right now, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, before Tzei Sakachavim, when it's not yet Zman Achila, and you were to break a bone, you'd be Chayiv Malchus. Because this is a kosher or Karim Pesach. Bo be kosher, like the apostle, it's kosher, you're Chayiv.
But if you break the bone?
You take a hatchet, you take your hands, it doesn't make a difference how you break the bone. Anyway, you break the bone, you put it in your mouth, and you break the bone. What's the difference? You break the bone.
In your mouth, you're not eating it.
It doesn't matter. You break the bone, you take a hatchet, and you break the bone. What's the problem? You break the bone. It's Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, the animal is hung up, it's geshachten, and it's zrika, and you're waiting until Tzei Sakachavim to eat it, and in the meantime, you take a bone, you break a bone, you take the carbon, you break the bone. So if you learn that Josh is bo b'kosher of live apostle, this carbon is kosher. If it's kosher, you chayef shvias etzem. But if you learn the makar for the prohibition of shvias etzem comes from of a bayis echod ye ochel, the etzem lo sishmeru, it has to be royal achila. Right now, it's not royal achila. Right now, it is it is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach until Pesach HaChavim. It's too early. This man has not yet arrived. Okay, so therefore we have over here the Sacha called three answers. Each one rejects. Let's review the list. Come with the three answers. The first answer, again, you say this. We have a machlok. We have a tanhama, and we have Rebbe gives us two reasons why there is no loy saseh for breaking the bone of a carbon pesach that is tameh. The tam of the tanakama is from the word bow. Bo be kosher, the loy be pasul. The tam of Rebbe is b'bay sechod ye ochel the etzem lo sishbaru. It asks if it's royal achila, then there's lo sishbaru. L'may nafkamina. So the Gemara gave a total of three answers. And answer number two rejected number one. Answer number three rejected number one and two. What was answer number one? The answer number one was with the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tameh. So such a Karban Pesach is Pasul. You can break the bone, but according to Rebbe, Rebbe is Machmir. You can't break the bone. Why not? Because it's Royal Achila. The Gemara didn't like that answer. Why not? Because Rebbe is coming to be Makel. He's not coming to be Machmir. And according to Yolandis, he's coming to be Machmir. So what was the Gemara's second answer? The second answer was where there's a Shasa Kosher. Right now it's Tomei, but it wants a Shasa Kosher. According to the Tanakama, we're going to call it Kosher. If it had a Shasa Kosher, it's good enough, it's called Kosher. But according to Rebbe, it's not Roy Lachila. The Gemara didn't like that answer either.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it had once upon a time had a Shasa Kosher, safe called safe, now it doesn't have a Shasa Kosher. If it doesn't have a Shasa Kosher, at this very moment it's not going to be good. So what was the Gemara's third answer? The third answer is Erev Pesach after Chatzoy Sayyim until the Zman Sei Sakachovin. Then it's not royal Yachila, but it's
no,
a kosher.
It's
so if it's, since it's kosher, it's going to be a prohibition, but if it's dealing with the issue of royal Yachila, it's not royal Yachila, there's no prohibition. Meisve, we have a kashom. Meisve, Rebbe says, Nimdim ala moyach shabiroish. Look at that halacha. The chabura, they come together. They want to calculate how many kazesim are there in this animal to join, and all of the kazesim are accounted for. There's one more kazais. There's a kazais. There's moyach shebroish. There is marrow in the brain, in the head. Now to open up the head, you have to crack open the head. You have to break a bone. Well, let's see. Let's see. Do you or do not?
No.
Let's see. So nim al moyach shebroish. The ein nim al moyach shebroish. Kulis is the leg bone. It's the big bone. It's a massive bone. Now, in other words, al moyach shebroish my timer. Why? Hoyle, you told me this yesterday. The yachol legoyderoy ulahaytziyai. You're able to get the marrow without breaking the bone. You're able to insert some type of sophisticated tool and extract the marrow by
carbon pesach tools.
Tool, right? So you can do it. The yachol legoyderoy ulahaytziyai. Now, that's why. But it comes to the coolest, the thigh bone, no way. There's no way you can get out the marrow even with all of your sophisticated carbon pesach tools. It doesn't go. There are certain bones that carbon pesach tools work, and there are certain bones that doesn't work. Now, the isal gedai tochiv, if you're going to tell me a chiddush, that's what you say, that you just taught me now. That according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Darshins, that the only time there's a prohibition to break a bone is only b'shas ta'achila. But before the shas ta'achila, there's no prohibition. Isal gedai tochiv, yosetzim mibodiyoy m'shaper dami, koilis nami, the thigh bone, erev pesach, after chatzos, break it open, there's no prohibition. The prohibition first begins with zman achila, koilis nami, nitberei, miboid yoim, vinafkua, lemoyach, didei, vinimnu aleha, amulch abaya. Abaya says, ulutamech, according to your reason, mishachashech anami, I'll answer your question in the Jewish way. I'll answer your question with a question. What about at night? At night, l'chol hadeus, you can't break bones. But there's a solution. You know what the solution is? Don't break it. Do it directly. Mishashach anami, nesi gum rato. Take coals, burning hot coals, v'nechas alei, and put the coalless bone on the burning hot coals, and that will cause the bone to burst. V'nikla, it'll burn, v'nafka, the bone will burn, v'nafka, l'moyach didei. So it's not called breaking. Burning open a hole in a bone through a coal is not called sishru. There's shvira and there is srefa, or what called nikla. Shvira is to break. now without the use of fire, by brute force, that's osur. But burning through fire, that's not an isur deraisa. There's no isur. If you burn bones, if you break the gidin not called bones. So what is the answer to the question I asked you? You asked me a question. I'm answering you by asking you a question. What's the answer to my question? My answer is Abaya Amar Mishum Poka, Rav Amar Mishum Hefsid Kedoshim. There are two answers. One is Mishum Poka, because if you're going to put a coal and you're going to cause it to burn open, sometimes heat works in a very sophisticated way and can cause another part of the bone to crack. Okay, when you go and you take bones, you put a coal on one side, there may be some reaction which causes another part of the bone to crack. That crack is called shazira. So even though most of the time it doesn't happen, it burns a hole and it doesn't crack, but sometimes it does crack. Rav Mishum Hefsid Kadashim. Hefsid Kadashim is because sometimes you burn the moyach. You're burning the marrow. It's not a good idea to burn the marrow. Hefsid Kadashim. So the Kamafsim. So that same way that is a gzeira. So by day we also don't play games, we don't do any fancy techniques, because you may come to do it at night as well. Okay? Gemar Chasim HaTayva, Agug Ben Shiar, May the Zuchus of the Torah, the Malavim and the Yom Hadin, be a Zuchus.
No.